the moon, in the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. With a, yeah. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Because he wants to eat the sun.
You think so?
Yeah, he wants to eat the sun.
He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. He'd ask the apple. All the way through it. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry.
Yep.
On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry.
What?
Sounds like you. Huh. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. One, two, three, four. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of
watermelon.
Very good. That night he had a stomachache. Did you ever do that? You got a stomachache.
Yeah,
what did you eat? All the possible, right?
Yeah, I had a stomachache.
Mm-hmm. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. What do you think?
Leaf.
Yeah. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
Yeah. Big, fat caterpillar.
He built a small house called a cocoon all around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
Did you see how that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a big fat caterpillar. He built a cocoon.
Yeah.
Small house. Then he came out and turned into a butterfly. The end.
The end.
Oh, or a favorite book on the film that you'd like to
read? Do it. You want to read one of your books?
No.
Would you
rather?
Because he doesn't really. He doesn't really care once he's got it, so we'd rather. Let's get one of yours, okay? Want to find a book? Which one do you want to read? Which one do you want to read?
I thought so. This is the dramatic book. The Monster at the End of This Book. Starring lovable furry old Grover. Hello, everybody. This is a very dull page. What is on the next page?
A monster.
No. What did that say? On the first page, what did that say? Did that say there will be a monster at the end of this book?
Yeah.
It did. Oh, I'm so scared of monsters. Listen, I have an idea. If you do not turn any pages, we will never get to the end of this book. And that is good, because there is a monster at the end of this book. So please do not turn the page. not understand. You see, turning pages will bring us to the end of this book. And there is a monster at the end of this book. But this will stop you from turning pages. See, I am tying the pages together, so you cannot... You turned another page! You do not know what you are doing to me. Now stop turning pages! There, I, Grover, am nailing this page to the next one so that you will not be able to turn it, and we will not get any closer to the monster at the end of this book. All fell down. All right, all right, all right. Do you know that every time you turn another page, you not only get us closer to the monster at the end of this book, but you make a terrible mess. This will stop you from turning pages. A heavy, thick, solid, strong brick wall. I would just like to see you try to turn this page.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that you are very strong?
I'm thinking how to like do that.
You knocked the whole brick wall down. You see what you did? You knocked all that down like that.
Uh-huh.
And where's Grover? Yeah. How do you know?
Yeah, because he's hiding.
He's not hiding. What? You knocked all the bricks on him. Where's his... How do you know he's under there?
From his head under.
All right, the next page is the end of this book, and there is a monster at the end of this book. Oh, I am so scared. Please do not turn the page. Oh, please, please. Well, look at that. This is the end of the book, and the only one here is me. I, lovable, furry old Grover, am the monster at the end of this book. Wait a minute. And you were so scared. I told you and told you there was nothing to be afraid of. The end.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so embarrassed.
Yeah.